was written shows we should know what to answer back if somebody complains about the Midas Adin.
I would say there was a Yiva Paro.
Alright, not like his man Yama. Yeah. If Elamashal Hoya, Omalay said back to him, Alech Amakron, you the Pasuk says, Ish Hoya Vieret Utz, Iyav Shemai. At the court of Pasuk says clearly, not like you. The Pasuk says clearly that there was a person, his name was Iyav. So he says back, no, Elam Yativ, so. The Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, Ula Rosh Ein Ko, the poor man has nothing. Ki in Kav Sakas, only one lamb, Kitana, Asher Korn of Yichya. Nihu, was there any such person, any poor person like that? El over there, just Moshe B'yama. He only meant to make a Moshe. An example. So, Achinami Moshe B'yama, even though it says the Pasuk, his name was Iyov, but just means to say a Moshe. To learn out from the Sefer, but not that it really happened. So, Marius, Imkane, so, Shmoy B'shemir or Loma. What do we have to have a name? What do we have to have a city for? Just say the story. And Samar says, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Loza B'yama Tavar, they both say, yes, it's that's the Kasha, that's Mandi Yama. So I call upon him, that's what Rabbi holds. Talmud Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, for Rabbi Elazar, the Yarmouth of they both say, Iyov me oile goyla hoya. Iyov was from the oile goyla, coming up from Bavil. And Ubeis Medrosha v'tzperia hoya. His Beis Medrosha wasn't tzperia. That's what they hold. There was such a person and he was living. Next, we have a question like this. It says, Yimei shenoy sosh liyo. How long did Iyov live? Mishor shenichnasu Yisrael and Mitzrayim. From the time Christ so came down to Mitzrayim. V'yashe yotzu. Until they left. That's how long Eve lived. Eve lived. So the Chorus sounds like this man Yoma that he was from the Eila Agoyma. What happened after the Chorus in the Beis Hamidrash? So more says, Eima, rather, what it means to say is like this. That, Kimishor shenichnasu Yisrael and Mitzrayim. V'yashor sheyotzu. Just means Eve lived that long, which was 210 years. That's how long Eve lived. He lived the length that Christ was in Mitzrayim. Meisra Avakasha. Shiva Neviyim Nisnavnu Luma Soilim. Seven Neviyim were for the Goyim. The Elohim, and these are the seven Neviyim that spoke for the Goyim, that of course there means they were Goyim also. Bilam was an Ochri, the Oviv, Bilam's father, the Iyuv, Elipoz, Hatemoni, Oboldod, Hashoichi, Elipoz Hatemoni, that's one, Oboldod Hashoichi, another one, the Tsefer and Amosi, another one, the Eliyuv Ben Brachil, Habuzi. Okay, so these are the seven Neviyim that were from the Goyim. So, of course, you see that Iyuv was a Goy, so not like the Mandiyam before. Mamashi was a Jew. So Moshe says, Lotan, according to your Tam, Elihu ben Barachiel, Lav mi Yisrael heve, wasn't he a Jew? So what's the right of the world going here? Well, see, the Pesach says, Mishpachas Rom. El yeh, that he was Mishpachas Rom, was a Jewish Mishpacha. El, what do you have to say? That these seven, the Pshat was, in Vuya Inve Le'umay Salem, that they said Nevuah about the Goyim, even though maybe they were Jews, but they said Nevuah about the Goyim. So Hachinami, that's what you have to say about Eliyuv ben Barachiel. Says Mars, Hachinami, if so, say the same thing about Iyuv. Iyuv also, I'll tell you, Iyuv, Invoy, Liyumas Ho'ilam, that Iyuv said Nevuah about the Goyim, but not that he was really a Goy. For the Gemara, if so, Oto Kulu Nevuah, Miloy Invoy, Liyumas Ho'ilam. So then what's special about these seven Nevi'im? A lot of Nevi'im in Klai Yisrael spoke about the Goyim also. So just because they spoke about the Goyim, so what? Like one of these seven special. Samar says true. In other words, if you want to tell me that Iyuv was a Jew, so there were a lot of Jewish Nevi'im that spoke about the Goyim. Samar says true. But Hosan, the other Nevi'im, Ikka Nevi'usayil Yisrael. The Ikka part of the Nevu was for Klai Yisrael. Hocho by Iyuv, Ikka Nevi'usayil Umasarlam. The Ikka Nevi'us that he said was Nageh to the Goyim. Meisri Avakasha. It says, Chosid Hoya Bumas Olam. There was a Chosid by the Goyim. The Goyim had a Chosid. Ziyav Shemai, his name was Ziyav. For Loibol Yerlam, he only came to this world, to receive his reward. That's why he came before. For Loibol Yerlam, his Hevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of Yisurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon him Yisurim. Hischo Mechara for Megadeth. So he started to curse back for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Agav Usin, the Gemara's Daf, exactly what Eve was, whether he was Rosh, was he Tzad, exactly what he did. But here the Gemara Mirah's Mashma that he did Rishis, that after Hashem gave him Yisurim, he like cursed back, he screamed back to Hashem. Is Kofel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Skor HaBarlam HaZeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then gave him, like paid back all his Chusim in this world. Kadeh L'Torodah Min Olam Abo. Kadeh Yishrin Pi Zaycha to come to Olam Abo. That's also Hashem gave him the Rishis Yomim, gave him 210 years. He should have all this chusim here in this world and to have nothing in the Olam Haba. Samar says, Tanoi, if they realize the machlokas Tanoim about Iyuv. The Tanya we learned, Rebbe Loza Omer, Iyuv, the Yimei Shefoit HaShoftim Hoya. Iyuv was later on, not a Moshe Rabbeinu's time, but he's later on the time of the Shoftim. The Yimei Shefoit HaShoftim Hoya. Shenemar, it says, the Pasuk in Iyuv, Hey Natem Kulchem Chazitim. V'lomo Zeh Hevel Tachboilu. That like everybody's sitting like Hevel and like nothing. Is a Vel Dor, which generation? Shokuli Hevel, they're all considered like nothing. Rashi's Kuli Hevel means Hatayfim Shibhem Lohoya Klum. The better ones were worth nothing. Kiramila, come on. Shanish Patel, the Pisco and Tel, the Shiftoid, Heshoiftoi Machichoi. That people didn't listen to the Tzadikim in the times of the Shoif and the Shoiftim. That's the same thing the way it was in the times of Iyuv. So which door was it that like the Gdelim who were considered like Hevel, like nothing? Heviyoimiz, the Dorish, or Shreit HaShoiftim. That was the generation when they were Shoiftim. We'll soon see why. The Shoiftim people did not listen to the Shoiftim. We have Yeshua ben Korcho Oimer, Iyuv, the Yimei Achashverosh Hoya. Iyuv was at the times of Achashverosh. That's when Iyuv was. Why? She never tells the Pasuk in Iyuv, for Lenimsa Noshim Yofar is Kibbonite Iyuv, the whole Oretz. They didn't find nicer ladies in the Haran Iyuv's time. Now, Ezeil Dor, which generation? Shenizbakshu by Noshim Yofar. Did they go searching around for nice ladies? That was the mice. After Vashti died, they went around looking for a lady for a Malkov, Fakashverish. That was the time when Eve lived. The Pasuk says, by Yavakshu Naro, Yofa, they looked for a nice lady, Fakashverish. Samara says, no. Hosom, no, it's something. Freddy Marash, Vyema, Vimei David. Maybe it means Vimei David. Maybe Eve was in David Melch's time. The Chsivit says also about David, Vayavakshu Naru Yofa. They also looked for a nice lady for wife for David HaMelech. The Gemara says, Hosom b'chol Gvul Yisrael. There it only says they looked throughout the whole Gvul of Yisrael. But Hocha b'chol Oret. Here it says, looked over the whole world. It says, Achashverosh and Ma'iyuv, the nicest girls all over the whole world. That's the right that Iyuv lived, Yimei Achashverosh. Rabbi Nosin Oimer, Iyuv Yimei Malchus Shavohoyah. Iyuv lived in the times of Malchus Shavoh. Shneimer Pasuk says Niyuv Vatipol Shavu Patikrochim. That Shavu fell and they took him away. The Mashman, that's when Iyuv lived. The Chomer and the Chomer say Iyuv v'Yemei Kastim Hoya. Iyuv lived v'Yemei Malchus Kastim. Rashi says that means v'Yemei Nebuchadnezzar Hoya. Obo Gam Mishavu Kedudolov. And the army came upon them also. Shneimer Pasuk says Kastim Shmoi Shloi Shiroshim. The Yeshayim some say Iyuv v'Yemei Yaakov Hoya. Nechanami. Iyuv lived in Yaakov Avinu's times. V'dino bas Yaakov Noso. And Iyuv married Yaakov's daughter Dino. K'tivok, it says over here, Pasuk in Iyuv, K'dvar achat hanavolis, T'dabri. So Mashmo, K'tivosim says by Dino, K'nevol osa b'Yisrael. So according to this man, we have learned that Iyuv lived v'yemei Yaakov. And Iyuv married Dino. Now, the Kula Tanoi Svilu, the Iyuv mi Yisrael Hevi. All the other Tanoim hold that Iyuv was from Yisrael. Levar me Yeshermi. Excluding this one Yeshermi that says he was from the Shiva and Nevi'im that were Goyim. These Sagadar, if you can tell me, me Yuv Yisrael Hevi, he was from the Goyim. Bosa the Shoch of Moshe. And so after Moshe Rabbeinu died, Mishar Yashchina Levi Tichovim. Is it true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his Shechina, gave his Nevu on Goyim? When Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, it happened. Bilam. But after Moshe Rabbeinu died, then no Nevi'im were by the Goyim. Well, Mama, we learned that because Moshe Rabbeinu was installed to Hashem, Shalatishra Shechina Alev Dekachovim, that the Shechina should not come upon the Goyim, should not come down. And Venosinle, Hashem listened to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shinem and the Pasuk says, V'naflinu aniv yameich, they'll make a separation between Klai Yisrael and the rest of the Goyim. So the kids, after Moshe Rabbeinu was nice, for sure, no Nevi'im, no Goyim have Nevi'is. So, if Iyuv was after Moshe Rabbeinu's times, it can't be that he was a Goy. Hashem wouldn't have given Nevuah to a Goy. Omer Reb Yechanan, Doiroi shall Iyuv Shotev v'zim hoya. In the times of Iyuv, the generation then was Shotev in Znus. Shneimer Pasuk says, Hein atem kulchem chazisem. V'lom hazeh hevel tzatech v'lo. Like we all see the way it's hevel. There's nothing here. They're doing bad. V'ksim Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Shuvi Shuvi Ashlamis, Shuvi Shuvi V'nech Tzeboch. So Mashmah goes on to Nus. So the more Eima Benahua, maybe goes on Nahua, you see the Pasuk says, Chazon Yishayo Ben Ometz. That's all maybe the Pasuk means. There was Nahua then, Bimei Iyuv. And came Lomo Zeh Hevel Tachvelu. Lomli, what do we need? It's one of the end of the Pasuk of Hevel Tachvelu. Mashma, they're doing nothing. They were doing Rishis. That's the proof. It doesn't mean the Vias, but rather means they were doing Zinus. So Yom Reb Yechanan. Might the see what does the Pasuk say? For he be made Shvoita Shoftim. Pasuk in Rus. Here to us, Rus. Pasuk says, for he was be made Shvoita Shoftim. That means Dor Sheh Shoifet Es Shoftov. That means people judged their judges. In other words, people did not listen to the judges. Oy Maloy, if the judge said to you, Tel Kisim Ibeinu Necho, take away this toothpick from between your eyes. In other words, if the judge would tell you, listen, you did something there, stop doing it. Is Oymalor, the people will go and say right back to the judge, Tol Kurim Ibn Anecha. You're telling me to be quiet, you be quiet. Take away the curve of the beam in front of your eyes. In other words, the people did not listen to the Shaftim. Rashi says, Shashaifat Shaftov, Shayuah Shaftim Asma Mikolim. The Shaftim themselves were doing rishis. For Yapiska and Pela Nishpat, whoever went to judge, the people that were in trial, they were able to talk back to the judge. Like, you're telling me I should stop doing bad. I can tell you, you stop doing bad. Shemom le'ashev, the Shreifet said, Tokisim ben anecho, means estakel uporosh me'avera katana. Stay away from small averas, that's in the ends. So yochel zelemeloid, the person can say back to the judge, listen, tell kurim ben anecho, means pirish me'avera chamur shabiyotcho. Go away from a big avera. So the kids, that's called Shreit HaShreiftim, that the people judged their judges. Yeah. Omaloi, Pasuk says, Kastecho hoyu lasigan, like the silver was for cleaned out. Omaloi, Savecho mo b'mayim. Then they said back to him, like clean out your silver, they said back to him that your wine is mixed up with water. Now they answered back. They answered back, chutzpedek, back to the Shoiftim. Omra Shmu ben Achmeni, Omra Rav Yonasan, Kol oime malke shvo, Ishoiso, whoever says Malchus Shvo was a queen, was a lady, ain't the way is making a mistake. My Malchus Shvo, what does it mean, Malchus Shvo? Malchus de Shvo, it means the kingdom of Shvo, but it was a man, it was a king, not a queen. Vayi ayoyim vayavoyu bnei olakim lisyatev al Hashem, posuk in Iyuf, vayavoy gam hasotim mesoichim, that the sotin also came to Hashem. Vayoyim Hashem al hasotin, Hashem said to the sotin, mayayim tovoy, where are you coming from, sotin? Vayim Rasat the Sultan said back, I'm coming from this world. The what? Omar Lafon of Ribbon Shalom. Shortisi the Cholalam Kulai. The Sultan, the Eitzora, the Faith Malamovis, the Makamovis, said to Kodesh Baruch, listen, I just took a trip around the whole world. Shortisi the Cholalam Kulai, I traveled through the whole world. Pulai Matsosi, Neman, Kiyat, Avram. I never found anybody so worthy to you, Neman, trustworthy, than Avram Avinu. Shamarti, Lord, that you said to him, Kum Nisalek, Boretz, Liorko, Lerochbo, that come up, I'll give you Eretz Yisrael. But if you walk, even so, be short for a month, the mock and leak for a sorrow. Later on, when Avraham Avinu had to bury sorrow, and he had to work until Achakonim Adal Lamea Shekel Kesef, he couldn't stand for an easy kfura. He had to pay 400 good shkolim for it. So really, he could have a time to back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Here you, Hashem, told me that I'm going to have the whole Eretz Yisrael will belong to me. So Avraham can have a time to Hashem. If I'm going to have the Eretz Yisrael, how come I can't even find the place Kfura to put Sarah? And still, Avraham Avinu had no time to back to Hashem. He was Neman, he believed in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Whatever Hashem says is Emes. There'll come a time when Christ will be Zeichet Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Sultan came back now from his journey in this world, telling the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Vayomer Hashem al HaSotin, HaKodesh Baruch Hu told back to the Sotin, HaSomach Libcho Alav Iyuv, did you put your heart to look into my Eved Iyuv? Ki En Kamoye Boretz, like Hashem was made, there was no greater tzaddik at that time than Iyuv. Omer Rav Yechanan, Rav Yechanan said, Godol Hanem of Iyuv, it says more about Iyuv, Yosem more Mimashinem of Avram, more than it says about Avram Avinu. Yilu be Avram says, by Avram Avinu, the Pasuk says, Kiyata Yadati, Kirelo Kimata. Like now I know that you're a Yirelo Kim. That's all the Pasuk says about Avram Avinu. Just this one simple Pasuk. Alright, turn over. That's all it says about Avram. But, Ubi Iyuk says about Iyuk, it says, Ish Tom V'Yosho, Yirelo Kim. The Sar Meiro says a bigger title. Zechura says more about Eve than it says about Avraham Avinu. My Vesumara, what does it mean to say Sumara? Or Rabbah Bar Shmuel, Eve Vatra Mamoini Hoya. He was Mavatni, gave up his money, he wasn't stingy about his money. So here it's a shver that the Gemara says that the Pasuk says more about Eov than it says about Avram Avinu. So you could make a mistake to think that Nebetak Eov was greater than Avram. I think the Nesibus wants to say like this, he wants to talk like this, the opposite. If a person is a great man, everybody knows he's great, you don't have to say so much. All you have to say, he's a great person, everybody knows it. Like if you have a good lador, you just have to say he's great. But if somebody that's not so great, if you want to give him a big title, him, you have to lay it out a lot. So Avram Avinu was greater. Because Avram the Pasuk didn't have to say so much. After you thought everybody knows that Avram was the real Kim, that's enough. But if he had the Pasuk, had to say a little bit more. Not that the Pshat thought he was greater than Moshe. Yeah. Just to say out these things. Now, Eiv was a Vakram of Moshe Hoya. Minik Shaloylam, Noisein Chatsi Prut Lechenveni. Everybody gave a half a fruit to Lechenveni. I said, Mishiesh Toim Malachim Wetis, last place, Toim Malapoyol, Chati Pruta Naisnacho. If you have a little job to do, you pay your worker a Chati Pruta. Eo Vitra Mishaloi, Eo was Mavata by himself. Mashmi Eo gave more than that. But, and Eo Vice gave the whole Pruta for himself. He didn't take back half a Pruta, he gave him the whole Pruta. So Hashem told the Sotan, go down and see what you can do, like test out Eo. Vayana Sotan is Hashem. And the Sotan answered back Hashem Vayomer, Ha'achinam Yore Eov Elokim. So it's like Eov have yours Hashem for nothing. Haloyato Sichachto Badei Vabesoi. You're protecting him. Mamaisi Yodov Barachtoi. Everything he does, you gave him tremendous bracha. He's very wealthy. Everything he has children, he has everything. Pshito bi Maketoi. Everything goes good for him. But the Sotan says, like, let me give him some tzaris, and then let me see if he'll still be an Oved Hashem. Amir Shuba Berab Yitzchok. Call Hanoito fruit to Eov, Mizborach. Whoever took a fruit from Eov got a bracha. Whereas all the brachas came out from Eov. Or Mekneo Porat Boritz. Or Rabbi Yosef Echlino. Mekneo Shaliov, Porat So Godra Shalaylov. From Eov's like famous, where Godra Pirtsa means, flowed out. It made a lot of flax all over. And Minhoga Shalaylov, Zevim Horgim Ezim. The Minigarlam is a wolf kills the goats. Mekneo Shaliov, but by Eov's a flock, Ezim Horgim Esazavim. His goats were able to kill the wolves. The Yulam, so that's what, so Melo, the Sotan Atana Bat Hashem. What's so great about Eov? He has everything, he's a millionaire. He has everything, so Melo, he sits down and daven for you. The Yulam, Shlachno, Yodcho, Vega, Bechola, Shaloi. Im Loya, Penecho, Yvorchecho. I just say, let me give him some Yisurim, and then let's see if he'll still bless you. The Yemir Hashem, Hashem said to the Sotan, Hine, you should know, Kol Asher Loi, Biyodcho, Rak Elov Atishtach Yodcha. You can do anything you want him, but just don't take away his nefesh. You can't kill him. So it says,